This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, May 20th, 2020, The Vigil of the Ascension of the Lord, by Father William Doc Holliday.
All authority in heaven on earth has been given to me. With the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We look at the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's very easy and a good thing to do to look at the nuances. Tonight I wanted to step back and look at the forest for the trees. This whole ascension story, you know, what do we see in a more broad context? It's interesting to see even where it happened. Our Lord Jesus Christ goes to the Mount of Olives and ascends into heaven. It's interesting to look at it in that our Lord willed to ascend into heaven for the very spot where his passion began. He went to the Mount of Olives and was on his face and besought our Father to take the chalice from him, and yet he did not. Our Lord goes to this mountain where a most ignominious death, his torture, occurred, and now he's on the same mountain and he is gloriously ascended into heaven. It shows this contradiction of our Lord's ministry. It shows this suffering and passion that he endured for us, that we saw at the beginning of the Easter season, and now his glory is fulfilled when he ascends into heaven from the same exact place. It's interesting to think that he ascended by his own power. It wasn't like the Father sent down a chariot of fire to pick him up like he did with some of the prophets of old, but that he came and that he, without assistance, after he blessed it. If you look at it, it's really liturgical to see how this panned out. Our Lord Jesus blesses them, speaks to them, prays over them, and then slowly ascends up into heaven of his own volition, to take possession of his glory. Everything comes to the fore now. Our Lord Jesus Christ descended from heaven as the eternal Word of God and became incarnate in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And now he ascends into heaven as a man. He did not ascend in his spirit. He resurrected bodily, and he ascended bodily into heaven. This confirms for us that we have a place in this future life. We are not going to be disembodied spirits floating around with the harps and all the other good stuff that we see on the stained glass windows. We are going to live in these bodies. And guess what? We talk about heaven. In the future, that is here. God is going to reconstitute everything. And heaven and earth are going to be touching one with another. We are going to live on this place the way it should have been, and we are going to live for all eternity with our Savior should we cooperate with the graces that he gives us in this life. So in the ascension, we see this. He has promised to go and prepare a place for us in heaven. Again, an actual physical location, not some ethereal conceptual thing, but a true place, like you're sitting here in this seat. This is what is confirmed by the ascension. It also speaks of the church. We look at our Lord's words in the gospel, the universality of the church, when he says that all authority has been given me in heaven and on earth, a universal dominion that our Lord got. This is where we get this concept of King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This universality of Christ's dominion. He's not sharing it with anybody. He's not oh, God gave me a part of the dominion, and he's going to give Muhammad a part of the dominion, he's going to give Moses and the law keepers a part of the dominion. No, he has been given all authority on heaven and on earth. This is why it is a necessity to get to heaven through him. All power. Our Lord speaks, when he says this, about the Catholic Church. Because the church is the body of Christ that has remained here when he ascends in his body to prepare a place for us. The church must be Catholic. Now, that term means universal. This universality, as I said, is applicable to this building, those gathered here, not the building itself, but those gathered in communion within it. Because we are part of the body of Christ. That's why I shun and disdain with it, this St. Phil of the Blanks Catholic community. It's not a community. It is an integral part of the body of our Lord Jesus Christ in this world. His hands, his feet, his eyes, his mouth. Not like a club that we're members. Not like being a member of a community of Orlando or College Park. But a part of the integral part of the body of Christ. This is the Catholicity of the church. It's not a spiritual thing, as your Protestant friends like to point out to you. That's why one of the ways they try to validate why they exist as sectarians. Oh, it's a spiritual thing. We're talking about Jesus. No, we're talking about an institution that's tangible, that he instituted in this world on the back of Peter. This is the Catholic Church, and it is a universal church. It's got to be universal in place. That means all nations. This is why he says this. All nations. The church can't be a national thing, like the Church of England. It's got to be universal. It's everywhere. It cannot be sectarian. There are not a bunch of different kinds of churches. There's only one. He only established one. It is his. Not even the church. His church. It's got to be Catholic in place. It's also got to be Catholic in duration. Well, that was before Constantine messed everything up. Or that's before the Catholic Church stopped doing this and started doing that and stuff that we don't believe. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, as he's ascending in heaven, that all authority has been given him. It's going to apply to all nations until the end of the age. Until the end of the age, that means until this place is gone, there's going to be the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church. His church. Anything else is not. This is why I become so adamant about the fact that we need to appreciate this. It's got to be universal Catholic in place and in duration until the end of the age. When our Lord Jesus Christ ascends into heaven, he is preparing a place for those who are members of his Catholic Church, because heaven is our eternal home. Speaking locality, this is where we are going to worship God with all the saints, with the Blessed Virgin Mary, for all eternity with our Lord. Heaven is our eternal home. This is why our Lord says, I go to prepare a place for you. A place, as I said, a locality. We're going to go somewhere in this body. We've got to appreciate that. And when we appreciate it, it should make us zealous for the truths of the Catholic Church. It should make us zealous to understand what our Lord is doing right now while we are active doing his work in this world, advancing his kingdom. Because this talk about a universal Catholic Church, our job is to bring people into it. Not to sit around and pat each other on the back because God in his providence has made us Catholics, because he wants us to make other people Catholics. But we got to be upfront about it. We got to tell, because if we walk around, oh, they're okay, and you know, all doorways to heaven, that completely negates what our Lord Jesus Christ said. Go therefore and teach all nations all that I have commanded you. That's the Great Commission. And there is no reason to do it whatsoever if ever there are a bunch of different roads to heaven. This is what the Ascension teaches us. This is the glories of the Ascension. This makes us appreciate and founds our Catholic faith on this tangible local church, this manifestation of Christ's body in this world. It should make you zealous. It should bring you to your knees or on your face occasionally before Almighty God for the graces that He has shown us. This is what we need to appreciate. This is what we need to learn from the Ascension. From Father, and Son, and the Holy Ghost.